And it is 7:33, 32 degrees in West Bend. Feels like it is 26 out there this morning with a little breeze out of the west. Humidity is at 79%, barometers at 29.8 inches, and it has been rising. And we are joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation by the two men who would like to be the next mayor of West Bend. Chris Jenkins and Rich Kasten are here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming in. And you brought the sunshine, warm weather. It's a good thing.
Sure, I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. I guess let's let people know a little bit about you guys. You're both currently on the city council, of course.
Yep.
And I guess we'll start this one with Rich. Go ahead and let people know the Rich Kasten story.
You bet. Thanks, Rick. So basically, my wife and I and our three kids have lived here, been a homeowner for a little over 20 years. A little about myself, I've graduated from Marquette University with an engineering degree and came out during a recession. So now I kind of had to flip that over to IT. So I've spent the last about 30 years working in IT, both as a programmer and then moved my way up into the management role. Been an alderman here for the last 6 years, was lucky enough to be voted on by my peers to be the chairman of both the Public Works Board as well as the Finance Committee. So I've had some time working in both of those committees and, you know, working with the department heads and the mayor to kind of, you know, work through some of the economic positives that we have going on in the city. So it's been a really good experience. The reason I'm running for mayor is my vision for the city is to have a safe, vibrant city where we can, you know, work, play, and live, kind of get us out of this bedroom community and start bringing, you know, people to make sure that they know it's a great place to work as well as to live like we all know today.
All right. Sounds good. And Chris?
Sure. Thank you again for having us. I've grew up in this community for quite a while. I ended up going away for college at UW-Milwaukee. I got a bachelor's degree in political science there. Came back and decided this is where I wanted to raise my kids. So I'm married, have five children in the community. It's lots of fun kind of wrestling them and getting them all squared away. So hopefully they behave themselves when they're out and about. But as far as community service, I've pretty much been active my entire adult life. I started off as a poll worker. Helping out on election day, grew to be the chief inspector of the polls as well. Did that for a number of years. Helped Mayor Sedona County first got on board with the mayor's task force. From there, joined the West Bend Library Board. Was on the library board about 5-6 months before, after some issues, I'll just put it at that. we had some people leave the board and somebody needed to take the helm as the president. So that just happened to be me. So I led that department for three terms, about 3-4 years. From there, I jumped to the city council. I'm on my third term as well for District 4 on the southeast side of the city. That's a unique district due to the industrial park being there, and that seems to be where we continue to grow and expand as well. So that's been a fun process to watch. In addition to that, I serve on various different boards and committees. On the YMCA Programming Board, I'm president of West Bend Early Risers Kiwanis, president of Musical Maskers Theater Company, and past president of Common Sense Citizens of Washington County. So I'm running. I think I have a unique perspective with my community involvement and different leadership and coalition building experiences to be able to bring that same kind of mentality to the city, push us forward, and lead on a new strategic plan and vision for the city.
All right. I want to mention, too, by the way, that in addition to the two of you being here, on Wednesday evening, starting at 6 o'clock, you two, along with the candidates for the open seats on the city council, the school board, and county executive, will all be at the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce Forum, and that starts at 6 o'clock Wednesday night at the council chambers.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'd like to see everybody out there.
Yeah, I want to encourage people to attend that, and that'll also be on the city cable. I'm
correct.
Guessing, right?
Absolutely.
And rerun a number of times.
You watch as many times as you want.
Make it into your own little Rocky Horror kind of thing.
You can, you know, there we go.
That'll be the way to,
that
the way
be
to
make it. Draw yeah. viewership. That
there,
be.
You go. There you go. Yeah. So, well, I ask listeners for questions, and the overwhelming question they have, and I'm going to let Chris take this one first.
Sure.
They want to know what you're going to do about the streets and how you're going to fix them magically without raising taxes.
Yeah. That's it, right? That's the answer. It's just magic. We just sprinkle a little pixie dust and it happens. But but no, in all seriousness, we think we understand that pretty well. Rich and I are both heavily involved with the Long Range Transportation Committee, and we've heard that. What was interesting is when we did the referendum questions about a year ago now, the responses were pretty mixed. It came with a variety of, well, no, you can keep spending the way you are or continue to grow. And I think that's really telling of where you live in the community, what roads you drive on, and et cetera. So I think the city has done a pretty good job so far at getting the main drag. So we got 18th that got fixed up. We're continuing to work on that, 7th Avenue as well, because those are the roads that people continue to use. But at the same token, we have streets throughout our community, miles and miles and miles and miles, that need to get addressed as well. So I'm a big believer, and I feel like I talk about this nonstop, about strategic planning. And it means so many things, but to me, it really means knowing what your costs are, what your objectives are going to be, and how do you plan that out. So I think we do a pretty good job right now of knowing what those expenses are, knowing what streets we need to tackle, and all that. But at the same time, we could probably do a little bit better job at making sure we're timing those with sewer repairs, making sure that our overall debt borrowing that we're taking on, our debt obligation payments, match what we could be doing. It's a very complex, long issue. I'm going to let Rich jump on board here too, but we're both aware that that is an issue that listeners care about, and that's a top priority for, I can speak for both of us, for both of our administrations.
Absolutely. I agree with Chris. We both served on the Long Range Transportation Committee, and as he mentioned, we did have the survey that kind of came in with mixed results. The nice things that are happening now is, as a common council, as the elected officials, we've brought debt down from $87 million down to $47 million over the last, yep, I believe it's 10 years. With that, we're starting to see a good amount of debt start to fall off, and we can now reap the rewards of that by being able to do some borrowing and not be able to raise taxes. So in this last instance, we borrowed at $3 million for capital projects, where it's normally been around $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. And then of that $3 million, we directed $2 million of it to the roads for this year. And the nice thing about that is it's getting us to 7th Avenue, which is a key sticking point for many of the residents here, and undoubtedly for anybody that drives through West Bend, they're hitting that road. So that's the key piece. The other piece that I'm looking at from our perspective is, can we work with the county on sharing some of the sales tax, getting a piece of that, and being able to use that for some of the roads here, not only in West Bend, but the other municipalities throughout Washington County.
And that's been brought up, but the county doesn't seem real enthused about that concept.
And I mean, I can speak on that. I'm a county board supervisor as well. So I would agree. I think, unfortunately, and I think we all agree on this, that the money's so entrenched in their operating budget, their capital improvement plans, everything, that it would be very hard for them to let go of that hold. So if we can do that, if we can work on that relationship, then by all means, absolutely. I agree with Rich. That would be a great avenue for local municipalities. But on the same token, I think there's other ways that we can cooperate with the county government as far as shared services. We did a great job with our little health clinic and other ideas like that. So that way we're slowly possibly reaping rewards that way too, saving a little bit of money, and that's more dollars that can go towards capital projects as well.
This is something I've noticed lately, and this is, I guess, moving on to a new topic here. I'm a scanner head, so I've got the scanner on it at home all the time. And I'm hearing more and more times where we're calling in emergency crew that are not on duty because we've got a number of ambulances out. We've got a growing population. We've got an aging population. Are we going to have to look at making some changes in emergency services at some point here before too long?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's going to be the case. One of the things that I'm personally worried about is, you know, the call volume that we have at the fire department, and not only the workload, I mean, work is work, but at the same time, the individuals and the firefighters and the paramedics, it's starting to eat into training time. And that's where I start to get, you know, mm-hmm, really concerned, in that we need them to stay up to date on the latest technologies on their techniques and everything like that. So my personal belief is we're rapidly approaching a point here where, you know, the city's not only getting older, but it's growing. We just added a new industrial park. So it's definitely something that we're going to have to look at here in the very near term.
And I know one of the ideas that have been talked about, at least with other municipalities too, is, and nobody likes it, but it's special service fees for the businesses or entities that are causing the large call volume. So this would be like senior centers and things like that, where we know that there's a large quantity of calls medically specifically going towards those businesses. Maybe having them, and again, this would need to be negotiated with those businesses, but having them pay a little bit more because that they're taking so much of that call volume and efforts from our community as well.
Right, but they are also billed per call, so that we're,
yep.
You know, it's ambulance service is not free. I learned that. But again, you've got to get the right number of people, and you've got to have those people available. We don't want somebody sitting out there potentially having a heart attack and we don't have a unit available.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. I mean, it's been said many times that our firefighters and paramedics, if you're sick, those are the guys you want, or guys and girls that you want showing up to be there. They're the highest of professionals. They're highly trained and
lucky
to have them.
My experience on the ambulance was absolutely, absolutely first rate.
Great.
I think I was having a stroke at the time, but you know, I was, as far as I know, it was first rate. So, you know, the other thing that we seem to have is development in West Bend seems to not be uniform as you go out and around the city. Is that something that can be addressed, or is that something that's just kind of the way it is?
Well, I think I'm sure Rich and I both agree. We both believe in capitalism and private businesses, and they have the right to grow and go wherever they want. At the same token, first I'll give hats off to our economic development team. They do a great job at promoting our city. One of the ideas I had that kind of jumped from the county level, too, was incentivizing that department a little bit more. So whether it's pay, bonuses, things like that, to kind of have them work almost on commission to make sure that whenever a business comes in and they're bringing in that economic development, they're getting rewarded, too. We did the same with another position up at the county level as well. So that doesn't quite answer your question, but that's how we are continuing to grow the city and expand on that, too. And I think at the same token, our planning commission, which I give us credit, we do a great job on, should continue to be open-minded on unique development, multi-purpose zoning, things like that. So just so we can be more creative, more open-minded, we're not going to be able to have the big box stores of Shopko anymore. They're sitting there, they're empty for a reason. So right. Our mixed use would be pretty unique as well.
All right.
Absolutely. And that's been one of the key points that I've been talking about is we do have some of those larger box stores that are sitting vacant, and how do we turn those into, you know, potential residential commercial where it's a smaller commercial? We see that working in Menominee Falls on a much larger scale as you drive down 41 on the right side there. Is it possible to work with developers? You know, we don't own those parcels, so we can't tell them what to do, but we can definitely help them with different zoning and trying to get the developers in so that they can bring those in as more of what people are looking for right now. You know, people want to be able to walk and have breakfast or a coffee, have that possibility there as well.
All right. Last question, then I'm going to let you guys get on to your day. What's the absolute best thing about West Bend in 2020? Whose turn to go first?
That's a tough question.
That's a good one. I think what I'm definitely learning as we go through this is the residents we have here are really, really good. And I know that sounds like I'm, you know,
out for votes.
But as I've walked around, the one key thing that I've learned is there are many, many individuals here that are very knowledgeable on the issues that we have. They keep themselves informed through listening to this radio station, through reading the paper, through going to different organizations that are around town. And I think being able to tap that knowledge and bring that into city government is going to be important, whether it's through committees, commissions, whether it's through, you know, town hall meetings, whatever. that we can get these individuals in and get their voices heard. It's not something that, you know, neither Chris nor I have all the right answers for the city. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a partnership between ourselves, the Common Council, and the residents here in the city of West Bend. So I think the best thing we have going for us is people. I think that's why Milwaukee Tool is one of the reasons that they're coming here. And so that's where I think we have the best thing coming for 2020.
And I'll answer your question, but it's a good plug that Rich said as well, that you can always apply to be on a commission, board, committee, whatever you like. We both agree that we need that citizen advocacy in order to help answer and move forward as a city. So I'll agree with that. But to answer your question, I would say our downtown and our events, as a gentleman with a young family, that's something that we really enjoy, is be able to walk the now vibrant downtown, check out the shops, restaurants, cool events that go on down there. That's pretty exciting for us.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Mayoral candidates Chris Jenkins and Rich Kasten, a community conversation this morning. Again, we'll post the link to this on the WIBD Facebook page. And we also want to mention, again, the West Bend Area Chamber Candidates Forum. That is Wednesday night starting at 6 at the council chambers. They will start with open city council candidates, followed by school board, and then the mayoral candidates, and then county executive. So that starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday.